listening to Thoughts of Healing with David Boone on PLIR, Prayerful Living Internet Radio. Now here's David.
Body, it's innocent. It has no envy, hatred, self-justification, in fact, no evil thinking at all. That's a good place to start for healing and harmony. Life, truth, and love explain body. Body is idea of life, superstructure of truth, and shrine of love. If you like, see the definition of temple or body in the Glossary of Science and Health. It shows why the body is innocent, and it points to body as non-sensuous, yet completely functional. It's an inspiring view of life, truth, and love through a spiritual sense of body. Evil beliefs intertwine. Revenge requires fear. Hatred and envy partner. Self-justification easily fits in with depravity. They example the sensuous, the so-called opposite of real body. Jesus overcame a belief that body is sensuous both for himself and for all others. On this plane of existence, we need others, and especially important is unselfish sharing. Jesus was at the point of proof, for himself, where a lifting up beyond a single requirement of anatomical connection was proper and right. He left this verbal explanation found in the Gospel of John. I am in the Father, you are in me, and I am in you. It conveys a spiritual, even divine oneness, and in it the need for sensuality falls away. Life is divine principle, mind, soul, spirit, science and health. Life orders intelligently, identities, consciousness. Soul or God, outside the body, supplies identity. Its idea is infinite. And the ordering property of divine principle functions life. Mind's essential aspect is the attribute of intelligence. All-knowing spirit satisfies the need for conscious existence. Gracious words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. Proverbs 16:24. Truth and love structure life. Idea, superstructure, and shrine express the spiritual concept of body. It's practical. What a wonderful picture to bring into daily life. Each term enfolds naturally into the other two. Complete and whole in meaning and action, they involve no sensuality. Once seen this way, it is impossible to hold body in any other perspective. Such is the way of truth and love at one with life. Innocence and truth destroy guilt and error, science and health. There is nothing in body called guilt. Guilt is a phase of false theology that only seemingly shows up as physical causation. Guilt is something learned, not a law. It is no more than a mistaken sense that cause and effect are material rather than mental and spiritual. Error is a belief that guilt is law. Whereas truth, God, is the reality of innocence. Reality prevails. Christian Science explains physical evil beliefs And then for clarity, list those beliefs. Body, as defined in science and health, is not physical or sensual, nor is it both mental and material. Being clear, body identifies higher, even spiritual thoughts already present and useful. Law, right action, even useful activity are not physical. Circulation, metabolism, secretion, digestion, as well as chemistry of body, only symbolize to human sense higher, more spiritual ideas. The body is not something physical for diagnosis of cause or effect. Of course, any broken moral law must be accounted for and corrected. All the moral qualities are necessary. None should be ignored. What is affection without honesty? Or temperance without compassion? Simply separate, in thought, the physical from real body, as explained in science and health, and the universe, including man, appear in beauty, harmony, and glory. Now, let innocent body, idea, superstructure, and shrine be your whole view of it.
Quotes from Science and Health mentioned during this program are from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. Thoughts of Healing with David Boone is produced by Prayerful Living Publishing. This is PLIR, Prayerful Living Internet Radio.